You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey.
I'm just saying that. Maybe you should get those like charcoal-lined undies or
something. Yeah, I kind of need some of those. Listen, here's the thing. Farting is good for you.
It's not good for me.
It's terrible for me. Well, it's good for the person who farts.
No, how?
It's healthy. It's
the last thing you do after you die.
It's legit healthy to do. Like, if you hold them in, all kinds of bad stuff happens for you. I think erectile dysfunction can, you know...
That sounds like a lie.
It operates in that space. You know, that's
it's
how
down
it's
there.
Yeah.
Just below the belt.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Yeah. You get a fart,
Dr. Bailey.
You get a fart trapped and it's over.
But does it have to happen so much?
That was just once this week. It's Tuesday.
I see you got
That's why I did it. It's Tuesday.
I see.
Get it?
Well, you got some spray there that kind of helped a little bit.
I did. It's for some reason, I've got flannel spray in my house.
Flannel? What's flannel
it
spray?
It smells like a clean flannel t-shirt.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they've made a you know, a scent out of, you know,
flannel?
Something that you wear.
Does that bring you back to the 90s when you're wearing flannel boxers?
Dude, you know, I did wear flannel boxers. But
did you really?
I wore them well into the 21st century.
Really?
I'll never forget. Like, I think I started wearing flannel boxers when I was 12.
Like, so you went from tidy whiteys to flannel boxers.
No, I had other boxers. They were like plaid.
But they were like kind of loose
fitting,
right?
No, they were, you know, they were normal, I guess.
Hmm.
Anyway, my mom bought me my first pair of flannel boxers when I was 12 for Christmas and fell in love with them.
Really? They're warm.
Dude, it was like
hot.
No, it was, well, yeah, but they were, oh, they were so comfortable against your, you know, 12-year-old balls. My 12-year-old balls.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You know, and it was a love affair that lasted from 1992. It was a 13-year
thing.
What
was the last day you're like, all right, I can't do this anymore?
So I was about to have sex with this girl that I was dating.
Okay. She couldn't stop laughing.
Well, I wasn't dating. Like, we knew each other. It was a hookup. I was about to... I wanted to be polite about... Sorry, Mom. I get laid sometimes.
you gotta apologize to your mom
now
for hearing that.
Yeah, because now she has to hear it. You know, she's got nothing going on. She's got a broken ankle.
So she's listening to the show.
Probably, yeah. She listens to the show a lot.
Hello, Leanne.
Or I'm sorry to my mom's Bible group, who also
hello,
you know,
Leanne's Bible group
may listen. I don't know. I think they do in secret.
God,
but they
I hope so.
They don't talk about it. It's like Baptist drinking.
Yes,
they all do it, but then none of them are talking about it. I think
secret 3B listeners.
I think my Catholic parents are like that with the radio show. Anyway, where was I?
You were hooking up with
a
girl.
I was about to hook up.
They saw your boxers.
I took off my jeans and we're about to get down to business. And I still had my underwear on. And so she immediately starts making fun of my flannel boxers.
What is the brawny guy?
Yeah.
Hey, you got some paper towels?
She literally was like roasting me. Pre-penetration roast. It's never happened to me.
Maybe that's her thing, you know?
It's never happened to me before or since. So, that day, well, you know, I finished. You know, got my business done.
Yeah.
And
took them all to a burn pile and just threw them in it?
Oh, that day I started replacing them with boxer briefs and just...
boxer briefs.
Haven't looked back since. But, yeah, I didn't know that was like a thing. I was 25 years old before... Before somebody, and you know, I'm not even mad at her. I thank her, you know, because...
She kind of put that idea in your head.
Some girl that I really liked could have, you know, seen that and been like totally put off
right
by me.
Thanks to that gal.
Yeah.
Well, people are wondering what kind of, you know, maybe other guys and gals wonder what guys wear nowadays. And I actually did some research since we were looking at this
thing. You just started researching underwear,
well, while
huh?
you're talking there, I...
nice that you were paying attention.
I was paying attention, but I also was taking a look at some of the stats for men's underwear and what guys think about them.
Okay.
First off, 3%. That's the number of men who admit to going commando all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do not...
Mm-hmm.
They admit to it. So 3%.
I don't go commando, but I'm definitely like National Guard.
What does that mean?
You know, like a couple
every
days,
once in a while,
couple days a week,
a couple weekends, a
couple
year.
Weekends a month, 25 weekends a year.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I don't wear underwear.
What type of underwear do you buy? You said boxer briefs. I'm a boxer briefs guy. Actually, 58%.
Never knew that.
58% of men.
Never seen you in your underwear before.
I do. Thank you. I've worked really hard on that. 58% boxer briefs, 18% boxer shorts, which, me like you, I was done with boxer shorts in the very early 2000s. Like, they're too loose, not enough comfort, not enough support.
I once got silk boxers. I was a teenager. And it made, listen.
You can't even go to school with those.
Again,
you know what I'm saying?
Again, this was like a Christmas present from my mom, and I didn't really realize how weird of a present it is for your mom to get you silk boxers. And not to mention, I was fairly young. I didn't view it as a, you know, silk boxers are kind of sexy time thing, you know? I didn't see
you
it.
You just thought, oh, they might breathe well.
I was like, oh, well, these feel very soft. They feel very soft and comfortable. Thank you for yet another underwear Christmas present, Mother. You know, it's...
Continue with the tradition of right. underwear for Bailey.
But I didn't understand how big of a mistake that was until, like, just the slightest little movement in those things. And you get a boner as a teenager. You're just like, oh, my God. Like, it feels so good rubbing up against your... And then I couldn't, you know, I was that guy that was all walking around with a... book.
There's probably a hole in front of them. Probably a hole in those things the first week. You know,
just
ruined. Ruined.
Yeah, something like that.
So those don't last long. They'll right. last as long as edible underwear. I'll tell you that. 16% of our colored.
Trust me,
briefs.
You don't want to eat my underwear.
No, that's gross.
You kind of just did.
Yeah, but I can taste it in the air.
Yeah, you can taste it.
Only 6% wear tighty whities. I do not own a pair of tighty whities.
I haven't since.
Do you own a pair?
Not since I was like 10.
Do you still own that pair? I'm wondering. Did you throw them away? Are they still with you?
No, those are gone.
Okay, cool. And only 2% of men wear thongs. Thongs. No,
I heard you.
I'm not.
I'm just content. I'm just thinking, why?
Have you ever? Never? You've never worn one?
No.
Okay, good. Neither have I.
I mean, like, you know, I'm throwing my girlfriends on just goofing. Just walking in.
I don't want
hey, look at me. I'm in your underwear.
I don't know. I don't want to know that. Oh. Continue here. God. What type of
have
underwear?
Have I said too much?
Yeah, pretty much. What type of underwear makes you feel more like a man? 43% say boxers. 40% say briefs, going commando 13%, long johns 2%, and thongs 2%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about this one? I buy underwear based on support, the bulge effect, to keep surprise erections contained, and whether they bunch up or hike up my thighs.
Yeah.
Do you wear underwear to feel sexy?
No.
Most people say no. 54%, 46% say yes. Get my sexy underwear on. I've never done that.
Just a bunch of construction workers sitting around. Max, you seem different today. Yeah. I've
got
my special underwear on today, fellas.
I'm pretty confident.
Feeling pretty damn good right now.
The survey was conducted by AskMen.com from the 2016, so we are a little year behind, but I think it's climbing with the boxer brief. The whitey tighties are going away.
Yeah.
And even, as you said, the boxers are kind of making its way out. The total of 650 men were surveyed, and it was from 18 to 65. That's the ages.
It's a pretty wide range there. Well, anyway, I need the charcoal ones, apparently.
Yeah, at least one pair. I might get them for Christmas for you or for me. Like,
that's more
they're
going to
be yours, but it'd be a present for me.
I don't think you should buy me underwear ever.
If they're ones to keep this place from smelling like the inside of butt, I'm
still kind
of
weird.
Yeah, it probably is. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if we have a show, like, hey, it's a joke.
There is never a time where you should buy men underwear. I think there was a Seinfeld episode about
really?
This. Really? I don't know. Probably sounds like it.
Remember our friend Doug Stanhope got us. He got us underwear.
Well, he didn't buy. First of all, he did not buy our underwear for us. That would have been weird. What he did was he tweeted them.
And they gifted
us. Gifted us underwear.
Yeah.
But a strange man that you don't even know bought those underwear.
Okay. That makes it feel even weirder
at
than Doug Stanhope biting me
Canada.
Underwear. I guess I don't know which one's worse.
I think
like some weird Canadian or Doug Stanhope buying
it's
underwear.
Weird to buy your friends. Have you ever bought a friend underwear before?
No, of course not.
Yeah, you know why? Because as you're giving him his present, you're looking him in his eye and eyes and knowing that you've just bought your buddy underwear, and that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe a gift certificate.
You're listening to the Daily 3B podcast with Brandon and Bailey. Download the latest podcast on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at 3B Radio.